In the rush of daily life, it's easy to collapse into bed without a second thought, or to stare at a screen until we can't keep our eyes open. But Padre Pio shows us how to transform that final moment of the day into something truly sacred. Stay tuned to hear his wisdom. Ave mundi spes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, our special time to reflect on the profound spiritual wisdom found in the letters of Padre Pio. In today's letter, taken from Letters Volume 2, Correspondence with Raffaelina Cherassa Noblewoman, Padre Pio shares beautiful advice about how we can sanctify the end of our day. His words are a gentle yet powerful reminder of the importance of examining our conscience, turning to God, and entrusting ourselves to His care each night. So, let's dive into His words together and see how this advice can transform our nightly routines. Padre Pio writes, "Never lay down to sleep without having first examined your conscience on the way you have spent the day, and without first turning your thoughts to God. Then offer and consecrate your whole person and that of every Christian, especially my wretched self, to God, just as I do for you." Isn't that a beautiful reminder? Before we rest, Padre Pio encourages us to pause and reflect on the day. It's an act of humility and gratitude. It's a way of saying, "Lord, here's what I have done today. Help me grow closer to you." He also asks Raffaelina to pray not only for herself, but for others, including himself. It's a touching example of his humility and his deep understanding that we are all interconnected and called to support one another through prayer. Padre Pio continues, "Offer, moreover, to the glory of His Divine Majesty the rest you are about to take, and never forget your guardian angel who is always close to you, who never leaves you, no matter how badly you treat him. O unspeakable excellence of this good angel of ours! How many times, alas, have I made him weep when I refused to comply with his wishes, which were also God's wishes. May this most faithful friend of ours save us from further unfaithfulness." What a profound reflection on the role of guardian angels. Padre Pio reminds us that these heavenly companions never leave our side, even when we waver. Isn't it humbling to think of an angel staying faithfully by us, despite our failings? Padre Pio's words inspire us to cultivate a greater awareness of their presence and to turn to them for guidance and protection. He then offers this beautiful recommendation. "Try to have in mind some thought concerning the painful passion of Jesus before you fall asleep. I advise you, as you go to sleep, to have before your mental gaze the picture of Jesus as he prayed in the garden. But all this must be done, I repeat, without overtaxing your mind." I must admit, I myself would never have come up with such a simple yet profound meditation before sleep. By ending our day reflecting on Jesus' passion, we remind ourselves of the most important and comforting truth of our lives. Jesus paid the price for our sins. And I love how Padre Pio reassures us not to overburden our minds. It's not about effort, but about making a simple, heartfelt connection with Jesus before we rest. So tonight, as you prepare for bed, why not try this? Take a moment to reflect on your day, entrust yourself to God, pray for others, and offer your guardian angel a little thank you for being such a faithful companion. And as your eyes close, picture Jesus in the garden, praying for you and me. Thank you so much for watching. If you found spiritual value in today's reflection, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please share them in the comments section below. And if you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.